Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. It's Kanner Ave joining you here on our mornings as we like to talk about what's going on here in North Platte, whether it's news, events, organizations, and so much more. But hey, I got a special guest joining us here in studio today. We got Bobby joining us here from the Nebraska VR. And Bobby, good morning, and how are we doing?
Wonderful, thank you.
Well, I'm just going to kind of dive in. I know we have an event coming up here, but kind of Nebraska VR, this is a new one for me. Actually, I've never heard about Nebraska VR until about a couple of weeks ago when the interview got set up. So I'll kind of take it away. What exactly is Nebraska VR?
Well, Nebraska VR is Nebraska Vocational Rehabilitation, and it's a program established to help people with disabilities be able to look for a job, maintain a job, and keep that job. And then at the same time, we're trying to work with businesses to offer those opportunities to people with disabilities and help them with their staffing and hopefully reduce their loss from not having a position filled.
And I know we have an event coming up here on Thursday, so I'll kind of let you talk about what's coming up this Thursday.
Well, we're going to do what we call a meet and greet, and it is so that we can maybe get to meet more of the consumers out there that can benefit from our program, as well as the businesses who could benefit from our program and creating that partnership. We are looking forward to meeting. We have so many new businesses coming into North Platte, or restructuring of businesses that were existing, that we really want the opportunity to have them come and see where we're at, what we can do to help them. And then most importantly, people who think they might need our program and have never been referred. We do self-referral, and this would be a great opportunity to have for them to come and ask questions.
100%. Always asking questions and kind of learning about different organizations. And, you know, for Nebraska VR, this is a great opportunity for folks who might need the help. And I know one thing we talked about is, you know, the term disability can be one that always gets twisted. I know this is one, you know, I know when we were talking off air, it could be in a little bit of a different way for folks who, you know, might have a disability that could be twisted. So kind of talk about like maybe some of the different disabilities that people might be on the hinge, like if that really is or not, but kind of talk about, you know, maybe some folks with disabilities who can take advantage.
And disability, I know a lot of people, their mind goes automatically to someone in a wheelchair or has an adaptive device that they're mobile on, but it's much broader than that. I think if people looked around at who they work with, they probably are working with people with disabilities they might not even know. It includes things like mental health, depression, anxiety. It might be substance abuse, and they're recovering. And it might be diabetes. That's a big one. Or stroke or heart attacks. People who have those have to make adaptions. And a lot of times they don't know how to do that to maintain their job in a safe way. And so that's what we do. We have people who can assess that, help put in support systems or adaptive equipment that can make it easier and better for them.
And with the Nebraska VR, it's definitely one of those where it's not North Platte, it's kind of throughout the whole state of Nebraska, it sounds like.
It is. We have offices throughout the state of Nebraska, in like North Platte, Omaha, Scotts Bluff, South Sioux City, Norfolk, Kearney, Lincoln, Grand Island, Fremont, and Columbus.
And one thing that's kind of cool is it looks like 40% of clients are employed full time, and that's always a good number to want to have.
Yes. And a lot of times it helps people to feel good about themselves. They get off of Social Security disability and they get benefits, and they're excited because that shows their independence, and the company feels good because they're retaining an employee and not having to keep rehiring or going through the orientations again.
You know, I think one thing we can also discuss here with the students and kind of business, kind of a win-win opportunity for, you know, businesses, but also our potential future employees.
Yes, it is. It's we have some great companies here. I have one gentleman that we work with who had worked with a motel for 13 years, and now he's wanting to spread his wings and move on to something different. But yeah, it's a great program for people to gain that experience and be retained.
And then Bobby, we're kind of talking about, you're kind of, I always like to say, kind of more on the news side. How long have you been in your position here with Nebraska VR?
With Nebraska VR, I have been there since the end of September, but I've worked with VR with clients in my previous jobs, and so pretty familiar with like different businesses. It's just a different way of looking at those businesses as a partner and trying to help them meet their needs and then our clients' needs as well.
It's always nice when you have a similar background, and once you transition to a new job, it's like, okay, start to kind of keep doing what you did previously, but also be familiar as well.
Yes.
The one thing I really like here, just kind of looking at the creative hiring opportunities, and was kind of looking at the customized training options. Sounds like there's some different things, you know, company tours, different type of interviews, a mock interview, an informative interview, but also like a risk-free trial and on the job evaluation. I'm really big on interviews. I think mock interviews are really important, especially, I mean, you see high schools do it now. So, you know, I think that's something that Nebraska VR that offers, I think a lot of people can take advantage of as well.
Yes. And what's nice about that is we have so many ways to do that because we have different levels and different units of the VR program. So we have counselors that do a lot of the career assessment side of that and help to prepare them emotionally and physically for those things. And then we have evaluators who can actually go to the job site, do different types of evaluations on them to see what kind of maybe adaptive equipment they need, which is where assistive technology comes into play. We call them if we need some kind of adaptive equipment to make it easier and better for everyone and safer. And then and while we're doing all that, a lot of times, depending on what their program is, we cover like the liability until they become an employee, or we cover it if we have a job coach there beside them. And so it is a win-win because they get what they need, the company gets what they need at the best cost to them.
Well, perfect there. And hey, Bobby, we might have some viewers listening along with us here, whether it's on the radio or later up when we have a North Platte Post Kubota podcast. If they have questions, how can they contact y'all?
You can call 308-535-8100, and that's our main VR number. Or if you want to call me, I can get you the right place as well, and that's 308-520-7840.
Well, perfect there, Bobby. Wrapping up our conversation, I always like to ask my 2-in-1 question. Any final thoughts you want brought up that we might not have touched? And again, for the event coming up this Thursday, one last time, give us a rundown when it is, where it's taking place, and all the goodies.
Sounds good. It's going to be from 1 to 3 on this Thursday, the 18th, and it is at 200 South Silber in Building 2, which is the long brick building on the south side of the campus. It's behind the Kraft State Office Building.
Well, perfect there. Bobby, thanks for taking the time for joining us and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.